fights with monsters should look to it that himself does not become a monster. When you gaze long into the abyss also gazes into you. Welcome to Baldur's Gate.
Sweet rolls once again. More Baldur's Gate, more D&D from Wizards of the Coast. This great game, the biggest RPG in the world.
And also D&D Beyond, it rocks.
It is pretty good, I have to say.
Keeps track of your spell slots, your hit points, your spells, your modifiers.
Love life.
Magic keeps everything.
Love life.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
What does it say about Minsk's love life on D&D Beyond, Matthias?
It's scarred.
That's rough.
Aww.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Oh, goodness.
Poor Minsk.
We'll have to dig into that sometime.
When I click on, for example, acrobatics, I get all the information of the...
Yeah, everything's there.
That's fantastic.
Exactly what it does and what it doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
So great.
We're super thankful. I wish I had this for life, you know, for my life.
That was
like,
right?
I was going to say that. Yeah. Just like
for your IRL life.
Matthias Beyond. Like,
yeah.
Yes. With
Beyond. All the information.
Like your personal assistant.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep tracks of the stuff.
Then you'd be super in the know about all your weaknesses and your strengths.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, I can't come to work today because I have weaknesses. I don't have my wits today, so sorry.
And when to use them. And
I rolled a natural one on my constitution saving throw.
Well, today, yeah.
So I can't come,
I can't come to work. Sorry.
I can't, I'm sorry, yeah. I'm down.
I need to...
Yeah. So you just finished one battle and perhaps another battle will... follow.
Well, we'll see about
imminent,
that, won't we?
Yeah.
Well,
Jahira, she put her foot in it.
It wasn't my fault. I tripped.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they all
say. Let's see what happens.
Minsk. He put his foot there.
He put you there on the ground. You tripped on Boo.
Like that.
Let's see when we start this bandit adventure. Black Talons, the fight is not over. To the yurt! To the yurt! Roll for initiative!
Shit. Remember your bonus now, guys.
I got a natural 20.
You did
well
not.
Well done.
You did not.
I did.
Pick or it didn't happen.
Okay, here's a picture.
I rolled a natural 17. 3, that's a 20, but not a natural.
Yeah.
Unnatural.
So, Imo, and then Ene, me, and then, I presume, Khalid?
Yeah, I guess.
18,
I
you got a 20?
Know.
Yeah? The rest of you guys?
It's 17 plus 3, so 20.
Yeah, the rest of you guys?
Mine goes to 11. I got an 11.
Minsk?
5.
All right. So, Jahira,
was
Minsk.
That including your initiative bonus?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, I rolled a 4, including the initiative bonus for Ruudan. So,
Oh
wow.
Same as last time, 2+2.
The good guys suck.
Yeah. Okay. Andreas rolling sucks.
Some of them.
Some of them. Yeah.
All right, Imwen, you are standing by the door frame. You see the Black Talons charging up the veranda.
Yeah.
Kicking aside dead chill. Hobgoblins as they rush towards you. Their leader, Targosh Hosan, leading them on.
What?
Yeah. Bless you.
Exactly.
What was his name?
Bless you.
Targosh Hosan.
No.
I said this name 100 times.
This was the Ten Hammer guy.
Yeah, the Ten Hammer guy. Taurgos, okay. Tenhammer, Hosan.
You have to say Tenhammer. I mean, the other stuff is irrelevant. You have to say the Tenhammer guy. It's okay. Hammer time.
How many hammers?
It's Tenhammer.
Hammer time.
It's MC Hammer, okay? What do you want to do, Imoen?
Well, she goes, aw, I'll show you a fight. And she brings out the Wand of Magic Missiles. And she aims it straight to the leader.
And how many charges?
Three
charges. That's 15 points of damage. He shrugs it off and continues.
No, he does not.
Oh, tough guy.
He does.
Really? No!
He shrugs it off. No, you don't make an attack roll. It's just, it just happens. Which is good, because you don't have to make an attack roll. There's no saving throw. Magic missiles just happen. But you did not spend enough charges. So he shrugs it off and continues. Well, he takes the hit, but he shrugs the pain off and continues forward. Yeah. So Khalid and Imoen were standing by each door frame, I suppose.
Yes.
And Imoen, you were the one who shot the magic missile.
Yeah.
So I suppose you are the one getting his warhammer at you.
Oh, shoot. I guess that's true.
That is a 16 to hit.
Ouch.
And I can I use my bonus action here or no?
To protect, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does that hit
the
you?
The shield. So I defend her with my shield.
If you have to, yeah. But does that hit you, Anneli? 16, really?
No.
What's your armor class?
14.
14. Oh, then it hits. Then
yeah,
you
but
may
just a
use
a little tiny bit. So it's like on the toe, maybe?
Then you may use your bonus action, Khalid, for sure.
Yeah. So I,
what does that do? It gives him disadvantage, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you give him disadvantage on the attack. So that second roll was a 10, which means that he misses with his first attack. His second attack. Oh, for fuck's sake. He slams his warhammer into the doorpost. Twice. No, once on Khalid's shield and the second time on the doorpost. Khalid, you have a Black Talon leader standing right in front of you.
And I'm shoving my sword into his tummy.
You may roll for attack.
It's a 19 plus.
That's a hit.
23.
That's nice a hit. How many points of damage do you deal with a one-handed swan?
10.
This guy Thaugos, he's at death's door, but he's still up.
Oh my god, I thought he died, but he just refuses
to die.
Die the death.
I forgot about all of his friends. I mean, it's quite crowded by the door. I'm sorry, I forgot about... I'm going to say that since two of you can attack him, two of them can attack you through the doorway. That's as many as can fit there. But oh, come on!
Sorry, that was a real...
That's a natural one. Where do we have the fumble table? Didn't we have a fumble table from our patrons?
Yeah, where
for
is D&D?
Yeah.
I don't have it up. I'm just going to have to pull something out of my arse. Okay, so I rolled a... okay, so he rolled a 20. So that just makes it a miss. Mm-hmm. Just swings through the air. Boring, but I have to go with the dice rolls. So you see some of the Black Talons are like crowding from behind, like standing ready to take some a fallen comrade's place. And some of them are surrounding Yurt. Because it is, after all, made of hide. Jahira, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to use something. Jahira's going to use something she hasn't used before: the poison spray.
Mm. Yeah. That's a cantrip, yes. So you don't lose a spell slot as well. That's good.
Exactly. It's very clever, and it has a lot of damage.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
It's a constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
So your spell DC, it's 14, I think, right?
My spell DC, hang on.
Oh, come on. By the way, who do you do it to? Do you do it to Tanhammer?
To
the leader?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. He fails. So you project a spray of noxious gas from your palm, and it comes to him, and he inhales it as he takes a deep breath, readying another attack, and then he just vomits right all over everyone, over Khalid,
ew!
Over Imoen,
no!
Over two people standing next to him, and he just falls back unconscious. Because he only had 2 hit points left.
What the hell was that
and you
for?
Did 12 points of poison damage to him. So the leader of the Black Talons is down.
Yay!
Minsk. Minsk, what do you want to do?
I forgot that poison spray was so effective. I'm sorry about the mess.
Minsk.
Hmm?
Well done, Jahir. Now it's time for Hamster Fury. Go for the eyes, boo. Go for the eyes! Rah! And Minsk projects himself like a living spear of... no, he can't because it's full in the door opening.
Okay, but
that
who
fell
does it?
Kind of flat. Well,
who did it? Like,
you may roll a perception roll to see if Minsk hears people running around the tent.
Yeah, you can do the cool thing, stabbing through the tent, killing someone on the other side.
Okay, yeah, that's not what I was thinking about. But yeah, sure, you can do that as well. It's really cool.
That sounded pretty cool, so...
14.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, stab through the tent.
Yeah.
Make an attack with disadvantage.
Moving.
Make an attack with disadvantage.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit, that's really... 9.
Ah, that's a miss. You stab through the tent, and you hear, what the hell?
Next time, Boo, we get him.
Okay, so it's Rudan's turn. He has expended all of his spell slots, but I think he put one spell each of his most common spells into this spell charger thing that he had. So he's gonna cast Bane on three of the bandits outside by the doorway. Charisma saving throw, and they fail it, of course. I've rolled like 3, 2, 4, 3, 5, 6, 2 today. That's been my rolls today.
Ah.
So three bandits outside the tent feel the powerful magic of your cleric upon them as his magic goes through them and makes them much less effective in battle. Top of the round, Imoen, you're covered in Tanhammer's vomit. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, she uses her wand of magic missiles again. She sends away 3 again and hoping that this time it's gonna solve some problems.
Okay, I'm gonna make a roll here to see how many hit points this one has left. Mm-hmm. So that's 15 points of damage, right?
Yes.
It actually does not bring this one down, but it brings him. It brings her. It's one of the one of the bowmen that were accompanying you to this camp, and you send 3 magic missiles, and they glow with divine light and soar through the air and hit her in the chest, and she goes back a bit, but she is still up. I'm gonna make some kind of morale roll here because they are decimated and they see that you seem to be more or less at full strength. But there's still quite a lot of them. We're gonna make one of these per round, and the difficulty for every, like, as their numbers go down, their morale will go down as well. So let's see now. Yeah, that's not a good roll once again. I can't believe this shit is
happening to me? Yeah, the remaining six, the remaining three who were standing by the door, the one that got hit, she just bolts and runs because she's at death door. And the two that were with her there, they see her run, and there's just two of them, and there's like five of you in there. So they run away. And the ones who were running around, they hear the shouting of their friends like, "Run away, we don't have a chance. Let's go to the rendezvous. We're just, yeah, let's go, run away.
One more time, please.
Well, yeah.
Run away!
That's the ticket.
I think they are running
away.
No.
You must roll a 20 on your perception roll.
Is my perception right?
Are they cleared?
Yes, let's follow their example and run in the other direction.
I agree. Let's get the hell out of here, guys.
Wait a minute here, my friends and comrades. I am not usually the one to point this out, but there's quite a few gold pennies, whatever you say.
Oh, yes.
Lying around here.
Yes.
Definitely,
yes, of course.
Time.
You're right, Minsk.
Okay, let's take one corn. That takes one side of the yurt individually, so we do this quickly. Yes, it's chop. Okay, let's do it before any other bandits or surprises hit us. Yeah.
I mean, you've examined the yurt. You have a completely emptied bandit camp to thoroughly search through if you want to.
Okay.
Yes.
I hate
to
point it out to you, but it's quite obvious
for
your characters.
That's what going for.
Yeah.
Yes, we are doing that.
Yes.
So, can we go out the front now? Are there any more? They're all sort of retreating.
There's a bunch of hobgoblins lying on the ground dying. Some black talons lying on the ground dying. You see the backs of two of the bandits. They're running across the clearing towards the wood on the southern side.
So I think we can safely go out the front now, yes, guys?
Yes.
Good.
So, where would these bandits, where would they keep their stash of gold, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but we can look at
the tents?
Yeah. You may all make an investigation roll once more to see what you find.
Yes.
And Minsk turns to Ruadan as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know you talked about that little extra we could make by returning the top of their heads.
Yes, indeed, Minsk. You're quite
very
right.
Keen on that.
Yes, indeed. And he pulls out a belt knife and says, "We should indeed gather all the scalps here. There's quite a lot of them."
But I must ask you, Ruadan, is this really the right thing to do?
They are evil, Minsk. All of them lying here. They're evil, and they are dead. We're not, you know, torturing anyone.
No, that is true. Yes.
That's quite a lot of gold, you know, from all these 20-25 scalps.
Imwen walks over there, and she's like, "Ruadan, what are you even talking about?"
Imran, we got an assignment from an officer of the Flaming Fist.
What would
they
Garayan
are the
say?
Law around here.
What would Garayan say if you did something like this?
Garayan would be pragmatic. He would understand, Imran. I mean, it's a dirty business, but he would understand. He would understand that we need, if we are to fight this evil, if we are to defeat this evil man that killed Garayan, we need the gold so we can buy better equipment and better armor.
No.
Don't you understand?
I don't understand, and I frankly don't want to talk to you anymore. Consider me not your sister anymore, okay? And she just walks off, and she's super mad at him.
So, Ruadan.
Yes,
I will go search over here, and you make your own decisions, huh?
Let us start with searching through the camp, okay? And maybe we will do the scalping later.
Yes.
Okay, so we all make a roll for investigation. Ruadan got a 14.
19.
Same here.
22.
8 for Khalid.
All right. So Imuen, you get first pick. Actually, there is a shitload of loot all around this camp here, excluding the loot that you've already found. There is something that I think you might be interested in. You take a second look in the tent, actually, and with your 22, you find a short sword plus one.
Oh, yes, please. That sounds amazing.
A short sword plus one, which means you get plus one to attack, and you get plus one in damage.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that would be something that Imuen would be interested in.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And some throwing daggers, if you don't have them already, I think you do.
But, want some more.
Yeah, get some more.
Yeah.
Maybe Jahira would be interested in some potions.
I think so. Sounds like Jahira.
You find inside the tent, you find 340 gold in a barrel, along with a potion of magic blocking. Ooh. So you can write that down and I'll help you add it in D&D Beyond. Blocking.
Magic blocking. And 340 gold, did you say?
Yes, and on Targos you also find a potion of fortitude and a potion of fire breath.
Fortitude and fire breath, wow.
Yes. Minsk, would be interested in the full plate armor, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Going for the tanking approach.
Yeah, would you be interested in the Warhammer plus one as well?
That's a one-handed weapon, isn't it?
No, I think it's it.
Or?
Oh, it's versatile, so you can use it two-handed or one-handed. It's like a longsword, 1d8 or 1d10.
And it's plus one. I mean, I guess it's good to have a magical weapon. It could come in handy. So, plate mail and the Warhammer then.
Okay. And Ruadan will go for some spell scrolls, I think. I'll add them to him later. On D&D Beyond, some spell scrolls. That would be his interest, I think. And Khalid, you would be interested in the medium shield plus one, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
That is something that you would really need. So you can add that to, it should be on D&D Beyond, medium shield plus one. Let's say that the helmet is plus one as well. A helmet plus one.
Okay.
That should... I'm not so sure what a helmet does in 5th edition, but it should give you a bonus to armor class. So I hope everyone is happy with some looting, with the loot.
Yes, that was lovely.
Yeah. Very happy.
Are you happy with stuff you found?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And... there is also the matter of the small chest, the locked chest that Imuen found.
Yes.
So go back to that, last of all.
What's in it?
What is
well, it's
in
locked.
It?
What's in it?
Well, it's
what's
locked.
In the chest?
Yeah, but can we open it?
Yeah, you can try and pick lock. Mm-hmm. You are proficient with it and you have thieves' tools. So you may make a sleight of hand roll. A sleight of hand roll.
Watch out for traps.
22.
Jacob, you are a very wise man.
Oh shit.
Unfortunately, you were a little slow. Imuen, 10 points of damage as the trap. You open the lock, and as you open the lid, you get a small frost damage of 10 points.
Oh,
no. That sucks.
Oh. What happened? Well, it's always with those chests. I
can never be too careful.
Seems to be...
It feels so cold.
Who goes around trapping those things, anyway?
I suppose someone who doesn't want just anyone looking in them.
Who would do this?
Could be true.
How
someone
are you, women?
Evil in men. That is why it's perfectly fine to scalp them.
No! Don't even talk to me. I'm too cold. Can somebody help me out, please?
I can send some healing.
I have a healing spell left in my charged wand.
I'd
as
rather
well.
Take Jairus.
Very well then.
Well, I guess things are frosty in several ways here, huh?
Just let it go.
Jihira, do you have any spell slots left?
I have two left, so I'm going to. So Jihira goes over to Imoen and whispers the words of healing, using another spell slot.
So that's another 8 points back, Imoen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jihira.
You're welcome. Please be careful next time you open a hidden chest.
I will. I really will.
Better?
Better.
Shall we see what's in the chest?
Yes. Let's have a look. Shall we?
I don't want to look anymore, so you tell me what's in there, please.
Who wants to look?
So, Khalid is looking into the chest. What can he see?
He sees three spell scrolls and two letters.
Two letters?
Letters.
It's a big chest with two ladders in it.
Yes, it's a small chest with two ladders in them. three spell scrolls, two letters, and a pair of gauntlets.
Gauntlets?
Gauntlets, yes.
So there's some gauntlets here, and here, Jahira, you have some spells, I guess, and here's some letters. I will read them out loud later. And this gauntlet...
I'll take the spell scrolls. I'll take the spell scrolls.
Yes, take them.
Oh, do you think they are enchanted, maybe? The gauntlet?
I don't know. But if someone would keep them in a locked chest with a trap inside, maybe?
My spell slots are all gone, but tomorrow I can identify the gauntlets.
Great. Yes, I keep them for that, then.
Boo says he could do it, but he's not in the mood, so, yeah.
Right, Boo?
So we read the letters.
Yes, please, read it, Khalid.
The letters say... The first one. Tazok, I hope that everything moves along smoothly. I have written to give you instructions from our superiors. I've been told that a small band of mercenaries might cause the Iron Throne some trouble in the future. You are to ensure that they don't live to upset our operations. Obtain the services of the assassin Nimble. He should serve you well. Davaorn. Davaorn. The second letter, also from Davaorn, says, Tazok, I've noticed that your shipments of iron have slowed of late. It is imperative that we receive another ton of ore. Step up your raids and get a shipment to our base in Cloakwood within the next week. We need to stockpile as much ore as possible before our ultimatum is given. Also, Saravok wants to know what has happened with the band of mercenaries. Have they been killed? You had better ensure that they have been, as Saravok will not take kindly to any other news. Davaorn.
Okay. Davaorn. And he mentioned the leader's name was...
Saravok.
Saravok.
Band of mercenaries? Could that be us?
It might well be. He did not give a name.
Hmm.
So does this mean that the top dog, the big boss, is Savarok?
Sarevok.
Sarevok. Sorry.
And he or she knows about us.
Sarevok.
Sarevok.
Sarevok. Yes, he seems to be the leader.
But, yes, but then who is this other person? This
Davehorn?
Yes, Davehorn. Yes.
Davehorn.
Who could it be?
I have no idea. Strange name, surely strange person.
Everybody has such strange names.
What were you expecting? You wanted to be called Göran and Fredrik.
That would be
and,
nice. Håkan
and Lennart.
Sara.
Yeah.
What, maybe this assassin Nimble, could it be the one that was after Ruadan before?
I think so.
He's the only assassin I've ever known before I killed her, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. As I see it, we have a few choices. We either stay here and wait for Tazok and finish him. Or we take this information, leave this place, and go towards Cloakwood. What do you say?
Why not both alternatives?
Both alternatives means we spend a lot of energy and we risk a lot being here. I vote we go to Cloakwood straight away.
Yes, it's boring to wait anyway, so I agree with you.
Well, don't say I didn't say so if he comes after us, you know, but okay.
Maybe after a short rest or something. Maybe we could spend the night. What time is it, really?
It's late afternoon.
Yeah, the darkness hasn't fallen yet. But surely we can't sleep here.
No, okay. This would be a bad place. I mean, if we're not going to wait for Tazok here, and, you know, then let's move on.
Yes, we could make camp in the forest.
Oh. That is music to my ears. I long to go out in nature and leave this godforsaken camp.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
Are we going right away, or are we having a short rest first?
We're leaving.
No. We're
short rest
leaving.
In the camp, you mean? Well, they're all dead anyway, but...
We're leaving. Come on. Can't stay here for another second.
What can we gain from having a short rest? What can we gain from that?
You can get spell slots back. You can get hit points back.
I've got one spell slot left. It would be good with a short rest.
Yeah, it's like... What is that? Is that an hour or
an
something?
An hour, yeah.
Yeah, we could probably...
Shall we?
We'd be extremely unlucky if Tazok were to arrive within 1 hour.
Well...
Right.
Who knows, but...
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, who knows.
I don't think I clicked short rest last time. Anywho, shall we do a short... just a bit of a nap. A little shut up.
I can do with a sit down, and Boo is tired too.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. Are we then to not do any scalping? It's a couple of thousand gold.
Oh, the scalping again. Oh my god, you go on and on about this scalping.
Why do they want to scalp everything?
Well, it's a couple
it's
of...
It's not everything, to be
this
fair. It's
a couple of... They're like, oh, let's go scalp it.
It is a couple of thousand gold in one. It is a couple of thousand gold in total.
Well, let's...
Well, if you put it that way...
I understand what you're saying, Ruadan, that these are actually beings of great evil, and as such, I do not
great
really
evil.
Opposed to treating them this
horrible,
way, but I don't
horrible
want to partake of it.
Ruadan, since you seem to be so interested in taking these scalps, why don't you take the scalps and you...
It'll only take a minute.
You take them and you keep them, so we don't have to look at them, okay? Just go
yes,
into
I
your
find
savagery.
Them disgusting.
Yes, Minsk, don't follow his example. Please don't do it. Because
I have no Rudan interest. starts scalping a few bandits.
I mean, come on.
Well, no one is doing any scalping apart from Ruadan now.
We forgot a little small detail.
What's that? What?
Some gold that was found as well, both in the small chest and around the camp. A little here, a little there.
I took some and I...
Yeah, Imoen took some.
Yes, and this is this is like for the whole party to either split or share. In the small chest there's a little over 2,000 gold.
Oh,
and
man.
Spread out through the rest of the camp is a total of 1,500 as well. So 3,500 gold pieces you have found in total.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So is someone taking that for the time being, or are you splitting it up?
I think we should
split it,
yes, into
why not?
Into
it's safer fire. If somebody carries
that is 700 each.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, even more.
And all the extra little coin that we found.
Yeah, the coin that I told you that you found earlier, that's your personal.
Uh-huh, okay.
And the 700. Oh, I'm liking this.
Mm?
Yeah.
Now you gotta find a shop where you can spend some dough.
Yes.
Well, you promised to go back to the Thunderhammer smithy to see what he had to say about the iron poison.
Oh, yes, we didn't we?
Hmm.
And the wordsmith.
And having defeated the bandits, you are all now level 3.
Yes! Yay!
Finally!
Level up.
I do recommend that you do that after we finish this episode. I don't think we will do any fighting or something that would require a level 3 leveling up.
I already pushed a button.
You're so fast. I saw several of you just jumping for the mouse and just clicking level up on D&D Beyond.
Like, yeah.
You leave the bandit camp and you are heading for the Cloakwood. Was that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you make camp and nothing happens during the night. So, you may all click long rest.
Yes. Long rest. So, we're back to our hit points again.
Hmm.
Our max.
Yes, your max and all smell dots and all of that.
Well, I had them before. So...
I'm just going to say Ruudan recharged his little... wand or staff or whatever it was with the spells that he had in it earlier, and then he sleeps and then he wakes up and he gets his spell slots back. Alright, a new day. You are traveling west, keeping clear of the Friendly Arm Inn, and you're traveling across the plains. This is a day that Tazog was supposed to be returning to the camp, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just make a random roll here. I mean, you could possibly like run into him along the way. There is a slim possibility that you would. But no, you do not. No sign of an ogre wandering the lands. No. Yeah. You cross the plain and you ask around. Because you're crossing the main road from Baldur's Gate down south towards the Friendly Army. Imwen, you've never been this far north before in your life. Because, you grew up in Candlekeep. And after that, the Friendly Army was the furthest north you'd ever been. So you're traveling now in lands that are very unfamiliar to you. But you ask around and get... directions to the Cloakwood, which lies to the west of this the road here, and people tell you that it's a very large wood, hard to find anything in there, and it's dangerous. It's also said to be bandit infested as well, and it covers the entire peninsula. And, continues into the mainland as well. So it's an enormous forest, and as the next day ends and dawn comes, no, dusk comes, sorry, and dusk arrives, you make your camp at the edge of the Cloakwood. Another, actually, uneventful night of sleep, and you travel into the Cloakwood. How are you going about this? Tell me, who's going first, who's going last, who's scouting, are you sneaking, are you running, are you shouting, hello, hello, Darvorn, are you there? Tell me how you go about this. Tell me, what's the big idea?
Well, we are looking for, I mean, these names that were in the letter come to mind, right?
Yeah.
So, shouldn't we be sneaking?
I mean, maybe it's like we need to find the tracks or to see if there are people or settlements or, you know, first before we start sneaking.
To see what's there, if what kind of people live there.
I mean, look for signs of people, basically. Mm. I mean,
who was
being watchful, or? Apparently, but...
Yeah, we're watchful, but we're not really sneaking yet, no.
So, who is tracking and who is perceiving?
I mean, Minsk is a ranger, but he's not that good at
typical ranger stuff.
I'm keeping watch.
Maybe you wanna dual class, multi class to barbarian.
Maybe
next time you level up, maybe. So, keeping watch. Survival or perception?
I'm keeping watch.
Khaled is keeping watch.
Yes.
Hmm? And who's tracking?
I don't have...
Who's the best at survival?
Survival, I don't have a lot there.
Well, I have a zero.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I have plus two, so maybe I should
do
survival.
Do you want me to check
then.
Ruidan? Do you want to look at Ruidan's?
Yeah, how much has he got?
He should be good.
Oh, yes, that's a wisdom skill. He has plus four.
Oh, that's good then.
Okay, so Ruidan is tracking.
And zero.
Yep.
On the other hand, that means you make me roll, so...
Well, we'll take our chances.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the tracking here for Ruidan. I roll a natural 18 for a 22.
That's good.
And what was your perception roll, Jacob?
19 plus 2, so that's 21.
Those are some rolls. Even
and I've changed my weapon from longsword to longbow.
Okay. Hmm. Great. That means that you have your shield on your back, since that's a two-handed weapon as well.
Hmm?
So Ruidan says, there seems to be a path here. It seems rather well-trodden, don't you think? And you look down at it and you see, this is a clear forest path leading westwards.
So are we already into the settlement? It's we're not in the actual...
You're in the woods, but the woods are massive.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes, it's a path.
Yes. Should we follow it, perhaps? I mean, it's the best clue we have.
Yes, I say follow it.
Yes, why not?
Whatever.
And Khalid is keeping watch, so he can see from afar that the forest opens up into a rather small clearing. And on the northern side of the clearing, there seems to be a cabin in the woods.
There's a small house over there.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it made of gingerbread? If that's the case, I know who lives
there. It's not made out of gingerbread.
Is there light coming from the window?
It is. The tracking went so well, so this is actually around midday.
Ah, okay.
It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Smoke from the chimney?
I don't see any smoke. Yeah. Yes, I do see smoke.
And that's
first, I thought I didn't see any smoke, but now I see, yes. It's definitely smoke.
Somebody smoking.
And you see the door opening and someone sticking out their head and looking around and then backing into the house again.
Khalid that sees this.
Khalid, yes. Believe, I mean, so with a perception of 21, I would say that you see that it's a human male with quite expensive attire, fine clothes.
Well, what did you see?
Well, it seems to be some nobleman or something. He's fancy dressed and... from what I could see from the short time he was showing his face through the door. But it seems to be a warm place, and should we just walk straight up to it? Maybe keep some watch for some traps so we don't walk straight into them again.
I say we approach the cabin, and I mean, there are five of us. I don't know how... I don't suspect there'll be too many people in that little hut.
Yeah.
We outnumber him.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, we certainly do. And it's a small cabin. It can't be so many there.
Let's just
inside.
Go over.
Let's just say it. Hmm?
Okay. Yes.
Maybe Imwen can open the door again. Last time, she only got a few of those magic missiles.
And the time before it also was kind of misfortunate for me. So no thank you, not this time. No thank you.
Okay, so you're approaching the cabin quite openly. I seem to hear that.
That's sort of the consensus.
You openly... walk across the clearing towards the cabin, and you see the door opening again, and you see the same man looking out with a worried frown on his face, and he shouts, "Go away, or this time we will kill you!" Sorry, I apologize for my rudeness. I mistook you for someone else. And he opens the door and comes out rather fast. Let me introduce myself. I'm Aldeth Sashenstar. You must understand that at the moment I'm under a terrible amount of stress, you see. My dear fellows, there's a group of uncouth savages that has declared their intention to killing my friends and me. I've been holed up in this cabin for several days and lacked the wherewithal to try to make an escape. Perhaps you kind folks would help a fellow in trouble?
Who are these people that have said that they're going to attack you? Do you know who they are?
They're some woodmen, some woodland savages.
Woodland savages?
Yes.
And why? What have you done?
My friends and I, we come here every year to do some sport hunting, and this year, however, this group of savages threatened us with bodily harm if we did not stop our hunting trip. Being civilized, we realize that it's well within our rights to hunt where we damn well please. And after a few more days of hunting, the crass woodman lost all pretense of humanity and murdered Elban, one of my oldest friends. I'm sure that they plan to attack our cottage here, so we'd best be prepared.
Here?
Well, we can't leave. We don't have any... I mean, if we leave, we'll be at their mercy. Will you please aid us? I can promise you a hefty reward. I'm a nobleman from Baldur's Gate, you see.
Baldur's Gate?
Yes.
Interesting.
Please, may I implore you in aiding me to just fighting these savages off. Please, I beg you.
Well, we will do our best.
500 gold. 500 gold.
Khalid, wait up. Sorry, what was your name again?
Aldeth Sashenstar, at your service, ma'am.
Aldeth. Okay, listen, we have quite a lot on our hands already to do. So, when you talk about reward, what are we talking?
500 gold, as I told you. And I mean, if you want to, you can stay here. We have some food. The hunting has gone rather well. And we can feed you. And I'm sure they will... It will only take... a day at the most before they come, and you can help us out, run them off, and then we can just travel safely home to the city. Please, uh-huh. I beg you.
Are they evil?
Yes, of course they're evil. They murdered and my. They murdered dear Elban.
And what kind of animal are you hunting then?
Bear and boar and deer and.
Mm-hmm. Bear, boar, bear.
Please, do we have an agreement? I beg you. He's super worried. He's peeing his pants, basically.
Well,
I can see that he's peeing.
Look
his
at
pants.
The man. He needs our help. We need to aid this person.
I'm not too happy with the fact that he's been killing off animals in the beloved nature.
Well,
a man's
man
got to eat.
To eat. Yeah, that's what I.
Yes,
just
you seem to do it feels. For trophies. You seem to do it for trophies and for things to show off. I don't like it.
Do we have a deal? He jingles the 500 gold in front of you. It's an enormous pouch. It looks very heavy.
Well, I tend to agree with Jahira here.
I'm sorry as well. I think we're in a very important mission.
I thought we were going to Cloakwood and do... And
this is the Cloakwood. This is the Cloakwood. I know it very well. We've been hunting here for years.
Oh, do you know? We are actually looking for someone. What was the name of that person? Oh, yeah. An evil person. Davern? Davern?
Do you know who
Davern? Did you mean Davern or Saravok, the leader?
Do you know who that is?
Well.
Are
you going to help
ring
me?
Any bells?
Are you going to help me or not?
Are you going to tell us or not?
That depends on whether you will help me. Do we have an agreement?
But okay, let's be fair. Do you have this information or not? Because otherwise, if
I may
you,
or
say,
I may not,
then we may help you or we may not.
Exactly.
How's that sound, huh? I tire of this conversation.
I'm too.
Yes, why should we trust you?
Well, then
you
can
you
run
come
about
out
this massive wood and go dilly-dallying hither and thither in vain search of this person you're looking for. You are clearly not. He can't even find the words.
And clearly you are a man of words.
Sharpen your tongue elsewhere. Don't talk like that to my fine comrades. What can we help you with exactly?
Well, he did.
When the savages come, you help me run them off. So we can return in safety.
We can do our best, can't we, on our way?
Leave me to go. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know if you should trust him or not. There's
as you are
evil
talking,
around every corner. We should be careful not to step in any.
You are talking, five people emerge from the south.
Mm-hmm.
Stealthily.
Are they evil?
Evil people.
They're carrying evil. They're carrying clubs and slings.
Oh, no.
And... they seemed ready for action and battle.
Oh,
and
those the
one a female leader speaks up. Trespassers and butchers of our wood, I, Senyad, have come to administer the punishment that you have brought down upon yourselves. Yet, who are the ones that stand beside you? With you we have no quarrel. It is now to you that I speak. These men have most likely duped you into protecting their sorry hides. They have most likely not told you of the druids they have slain in cold blood. I will allow you to rethink your decision if you've chosen to protect these men.
We have not chosen anything. We have not said yes to anything.
You killed druids?
How could you do that?
Do not listen to these slavering white people, my dear friends. They lie as befits their cultured barbarians that they are.
I could smell it from a mile away.
Yes.
Jahira?
Killer.
Jahira, is that you?
Jahira, do you know these people?
Yes.
You look closer, you see. Yes, that is Cerniard, a fellow druid. An acquaintance of yours from 10 years back, approximately.
Cerniard?
Jahira!
What are you doing in this neck of the woods?
Well, this is where we reside now.
Oh, be damned.
You are welcome in our woods. The trees have missed your gentle care.
And
will you aid us
them.
Against these barbaric interlopers?
Of course, without a shadow of a doubt. I knew this man could not be trusted.
I knew it too.
He runs into the cabin.
You were right as usual, dear.
Yes, of course. I'm always right.
They kill animals, they kill druids. They must be punished.
But why do they kill druids?
Do they do it for fun?
We were trying to stop them. They are a blemish on nature.
Ah.
Certainly are. Well, I say we finish them.
Let's smoke them out. She brings out a tinderbox and starts setting fire to one of the corners of the cabin.
Well, that is effective.
Very effective.
Will you do the other corners?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, Imwen stands at the side, looking at them, kind of doubting
I don't think
the situation.
Minsk will aid in setting fire to the house. That's not his style, really.
Okay. Well, the house starts catching fire. It's been a dry summer, so and as the smoke spreads inside, you hear screams from inside. Not from pain. They're not burning alive because they are running out the doors. Yelling, mercy, mercy, please don't kill us. What do you want to do?
How many are there of the noblemen, of the hunters?
Four of them. Zaynad and her druids, they go to attack with clubs and slings. And yeah, they win the initiative. So they start attacking them. And that's where we end the episode.
Okay. I'm so confused right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, maybe Jahira
is
as
your
well.
Friends?
Well,
honey,
I mean,
but you're helping your friends. You're
the
like
old colleague. Friend. It's like
the
yeah.
moment
right.
Jahira heard that they had murdered druids, then that was it. Like,
yeah,
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Completely.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't care if your name is von Schmerden Merden Merden.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed because you smelled a rat from the start. You were skeptical at my suggestions of you taking the employ of the nobleman. I was really hoping you would come to an agreement with him.
Okay.
Oh.
But you...
And what players
was too needy.
Well, Khalid would have... Khalid would have gone right into that trap.
You would have
right into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so
too bad.
What information? He probably didn't have any information at all. He was just scared.
I mean,
and
yeah. The druids will know, though. I mean,
yeah.
They know this forest.
They
right?
do.
So if we.
We can be in cahoots
maybe.
With them.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, we will find out next week. How much the druids know. If they are the ones who emerge victorious, that's not a given. But murder is happening in the Cloakwood, and how it goes, we will find out next time. Screen rolls once again!
You listen to Sweden Rolls, starring Dominic Kelly, Anneli Heed, Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Ingela Lund, and Mattias Redbo.
Baldur's Gate was originally a computer game made by BioWare and Black Isle, and is now available with an enhanced edition from Beamdog. This production is made with support from Wizards of the Coast, who published Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, and D&D Beyond, which is a great tool that we use for our characters. Thank you both so much. Follow Sweden Rolls on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and Discord. There are giveaways, news, and illustrations to be found there, and we really like to interact with our listeners and hear what you think of our campaigns and one-shots. And if you like the show, please drop us a review in whichever way you can, whether it's on a Facebook page, a rating on iTunes, or wherever you can leave a review or rating. We appreciate it so very much, and it helps new listeners to find our show. And if you really, really like us, check us out at patreon.com/swedenrolls. There you'll find bonus episodes, prequels, bloopers, music, unedited interviews, and a bunch of other awards for our dear, dear patrons. And we will from now on always give big news to our patrons first. So be sure to check that out. The music for Baldur's Gate was composed by Michael Honig and is used with kind permission from Beamdog. And all original music for Sweden Rolls composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.